I'm Pat Rivers, and in this segment of Rochester Speaks, my guest really knows a thing or two about playing the trumpet. In fact, he knows a lot about music. He's conducted, and he's been commissioned to write pieces for jazz, brass, and trumpet ensembles. He's played with many music legends, including the likes of Wynton Marsalis, Doc Severinsen, Aretha Franklin, Al Jarreau, just to name a few. And that's just for starters. His name, Herbert Smith, and he's here this morning to talk to us about the other things that he does besides that and being with the RPO, Herb City Trumpets, a program created for young black males from the city, ages 12 through 18, giving them a chance to play an instrument, as many of them have never had that chance before. Welcome, Herb.
Hey, thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you here. Yes. Now, you are an Eastman grad yourself.
Yes, I am. Eastman grad. I graduated from Eastman in 1991.
Okay.
Came here from Cincinnati, Ohio in 1987. People kept telling me about the weather here, but Cincinnati gets kind of cold too there, so it wasn't too much of a shock. The difference here was the sun. You know, it was like less sun here than Cincinnati.
Oh, no, that's it. Welcome to Rochester. Except for today. We got a gorgeous day today.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
So now you've made Rochester your home.
Most definitely. Been here since 87 and never left. And just making it work, and it's really working out for me. I'm loving it.
It certainly has. I was just reading your bio the other day. So you're doing quite a bit. Now, you played with or worked with Wynton Marsalis and Doc Severinsen. That must have been something.
That was fantastic. Working with Doc Severinsen was incredible. There was a situation where he came to play with Rochester Philharmonic, and his, as we call them in the trumpet world, your chops, his chops weren't feeling too good that evening. And so I get a call in the morning at our rehearsal. Doc wants to talk to you. And I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? And he's like, Herb, man, my chops. His voice is like, hey, man, my chops. You know, you got to play the stuff for me. So for that concert that night, I was Doc. I played all of Doc's trumpet parts.
No kidding.
And he would just hugged me and was very appreciative. And it was just a really fun time hanging with. And he had so many stories about like being in New York City back, you know, mafia ties and hanging with Louis Armstrong. It was fantastic.
Oh, that must have been something.
Yeah, it was great.
I'm sure he does have a lot of stories.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's still with us, thank goodness.
Yes. And still playing.
So he's got to be 90, right?
He might be 92, 93.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I'm sure you have a lot of stories that could fill the whole hour here.
Tell us
about Herb City Trumpets. I don't know why I always do that with a name and how it came to be.
No, Herb City Trumpets came out of something that I just wanted to do something for young black boys, young black men. And it goes all the way back to, it was in 2018, I believe, when I had one day in jail. It was over a parking space, and it's a long story.
I was actually
exonerated, and they just dropped all the charges completely. Basically, when I was in the arraignment cell, all of the men in that cell were young black men. Everyone. There was not a white or Hispanic or anything in that cell. It was all young. And the thing that really impressed me was that they were all super intelligent, super smart, like really knowing the system, how to work the system. There was one guy in there who was like, hey man, what you in for? Oh, who's your lawyer? What judge you got? Oh, okay. So if you got this judge, do this, 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 and this. Hey, what you, I mean, it was like,
they
had the system worked out. And I just got to thinking, how come I didn't end up in this type of situation as a young man? You know, what was different in my life that put me on a different trajectory? And the thing that I could come up with was basically like trumpet. I had something musical that really focused my attention on. And the other thing was I had kind of like mentors around me that would kind of support me. I grew up in the church in Cincinnati, Ohio, and it was basically all of the men, all the deacons of the church, mm-hmm. all of them were your father, pretty much. So mm-hmm. you wouldn't act up or do something foolish because any one of these men would give you a whooping.
No. Any one of them.
You know, or if they didn't give you a whooping, they would grab you by your arm and take you to your parents. You know, so there was this thing that it was kind of like you just, you know, when you saw Deacon Banks, you stood up straight. Mm-hmm. You know, you didn't slouch around him. You know, I'm standing up straight right now just thinking about him. But, and so I was like, if there's some way I can kind of make that happen. And so I got the opportunity to get a grant from My Brother's Keeper, which is in conjunction with the City School District, Rochester City School District. And we were able to make this program, Herb City Trumpets, happen. It's fantastic. I really, really enjoy it. The right now what we're doing is we have the instruction on Mondays and Tuesdays. So all the kids come in and they have individual lessons with me, and I have another teacher that is working with me. And then on Fridays, like which is tomorrow, we have a dinner where we all come together. And basically we call it the round table discussion. So I'll bring someone in. They will, like a black professional, they come in, they kind of talk about their life a little bit and kind of how they made it. And then we play a little bit of trumpet, like as a trumpet ensemble, and then we eat. Mm-hmm. And I've been getting different food from all over Rochester, just different types of food, Jamaican, Puerto Rican, Indian, West African, just all different types of food. And that has really proven to be like something that really exceeded my expectations, because I didn't realize how limited these kids' tastes were. Like, they'd never had Indian food before. They had never had Thai food before. They'd never had vegan food before.
Oh, my goodness.
So, like, I'm bringing all these foods in, and that's really opening up, too. So it's like every week, what are we having? What are we having? I'm like, I'm not telling you, because it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a surprise every week.
Wow, that's something. So why is it that it's sometimes difficult for African-American youth to have access to music and instruments?
Yeah, this was an interesting thing, because I had a mom come in, and she had two sons, and I have both of their sons in the program, and I started teaching them, and then she came to me, and she was like, can I learn how to play trumpet? And I was like, oh, okay, well, really not a program for moms, but yes, you know, what am I going to say no to that?
Right, right.
And then she was just like, I never had the chance to learn how to play an instrument when I was younger. You know, like the instrument, the price of it would cost too much, or the school didn't have a music program, or just for whatever reason, a lot of people in the inner city, and that's one of the things that the city school district is working on, is to better their music programs in the city schools. And so a lot of these kids don't have access to that. So this program is great because I have a grant, and in that grant, I am able to buy instruments for the students. So every student that comes into Herb City Trumpets gets a brand new trumpet. Brand new trumpet.
That's something, because those are not cheap.
No, it's not. It's not a cheap horn. Yeah. It's not a professional horn. You know, it's not like something that someone in the New York Phil would play, but or Rochester Phil for that matter. But it's like an intermediate, very high level student horn, you know, shiny, new, spanking new, you know, take it out of the plastic, you know, the whole deal.
Yeah.
So it's a really good ideal for them, because when they come in, you don't have to know how to play the instrument, because that's what I'm here for, is to teach you.
Right.
And you don't need to have an instrument. I got one for you.
That's something. Now, how does one partake in this program?
Well, there's a couple ways you can do it. One, just give me a holler on herbcitytrumpets @gmail.com. You can get us you can send us a note there. Mm-hmm. And also we are affiliate with Rock Music. And Rock Music is another city program that does strings, and we're kind of part of the brass section of that. And if you go to rockmusic.org, you can sign up for it. Basically, at this point, we need students. We want students. And if you are interested in this program, you give me a holler and we'll work something out.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now, how many students can you take, handle in one visit?
Well, at this point, what we're doing, we have about 15 to 20 students right now in the program.
Okay.
And we want to build that. We want to build that up 30, 40, 50 if we can. I got another person. I got another person that's going to be teaching with me. And right now, we're located in School 19, which is on Seward Street. And we're going to be moving into another location and another city school, so we can just build the program.
That is just—it's amazing. It sounds exciting.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
You're listening to Rochester Speaks. Our guest is Herb Smith, director of Herb City Trumpets and a member of the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra. How's life in the orchestra after the pandemic?
You know, life is good in the orchestra now. You know, like we actually kept going through the pandemic. We were doing live streams.
And that's right. I heard
about
that.
We were taking COVID tests almost, it seemed like, every day, you know, like to keep everyone safe in the organization. And we kept it going. And now we have audiences back.
Yes, finally.
And it's such a pleasure to be able to play for people. You know, it really is a thing. Like, people talk about energy and connecting with people. It really is a thing when you're playing your instrument and there's someone there and they're giving you that energy back and you give it, it's this circle. Mm-hmm. And it's just really nice to have those audiences back. It's so nice to have that.
And I'm excited about a lot of the shows that you have coming up,
yes,
the concerts that are scheduled. So
we're
slowly getting out of this pandemic. And how did the pandemic affect Herb City Trumpets? Did it affect it at all?
Well, the interesting thing about that is that we actually started it in the pandemic, believe it or not.
Okay.
Yeah, it was there near the end.
Yeah,
it was near the end of it.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we're still in it now, but we started it like pretty much last summer, a little bit before the summer. And so, yeah, you know, we have bell covers for the instruments. We have masks. You know, we just try to go along with the protocols to keep everything going, keep the kids safe, and still have some fun and play some music.
Well, I hope you have some successful students that come out of this that end up in the RPO themselves or starting their own bands.
I tell them, I say, my job is to make you better than me. So hopefully one of you guys will come knocking on my door and take my job.
That may happen. That leads up to my next question, Herb. Everyone has a why. Can you share why you are so passionate about this project?
Okay, why? I think the reason why I'm so passionate is because I had help. Where I am today, I would not be here if somebody didn't help me. I can go down a list of all, well, maybe not all, probably someone I forget, but many, many men and women that helped me along the journey. My band director, my principal, you know, the arranger in my high school, the counselor. I mean, all these people were in my corner to help me to get where I am today. And some people are trying to do it on their own, you know. And if I can be a help to these kids, to anyone, then that's where my passion comes, because it's like, man, I'm so thankful to be where I am now, to be playing the trumpet, to be able to conduct RPO, to be able to travel. And all of that came from music. It all came from being able to play the trumpet. And so if I can give that to a kid, just a one, you know, then I feel like it's a complete success.
And that's amazing. You're doing good work, Herb.
Thank you.
Herb City Trumpets. And if anybody would like to find out more information, you do have a website, right, that they could visit?
Yes, you can go to rockmusic.org and look up Herb City Trumpets.
Okay.
And there you go.
That's all right there. We'll have that information here at the station as well. Herb, is there anything else you'd like to add in our remaining moments?
Well, I had an interesting situation where a student had their trumpet and they got something stuck in the bell.
Is that what they call the end of it?
The end
bell?
Of the horn.
Okay.
Yeah, got something stuck in there. And instead of bringing it to me, they tried to fix it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a disaster.
Oh, dear.
The bell was mangled and everything. And the mom was really upset about it. And she was like, I'm taking him out of the program. And I'm like, nope, don't take him out of the program. Just bring him and the horn to our session on Friday. This is a teaching moment. And so I brought the horn to, he brought it in, and the horn was all mangled up, and all the kids are looking at it like, ooh, what's going to happen? And I'm just like, I'm expecting you guys to get dents in these horns. Like, I mean, your kids, like, and something's going to happen. Someone's going to knock it, sit on it,
yeah.
You know, whatever. I'm expecting that. But what I am demanding of you is to be responsible. Something breaks, something happens. You be a step up, be a man, take responsibility for it. Come to me and say, this is what I've done. And with that, then we can fix it. When I took it to the repairman, he looked at it. He took a little hook in there, and in 2 seconds, popped the thing out.
What was stuck in it?
The mouthpiece. He got the mouthpiece stuck in the bell, and
oh,
he just took
he
a little
that?
Hook. Right, exactly. And he just popped it out. I was like, this would not have been a big issue if you had just been responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the lesson here. Just be responsible. And it's this program is more than just learning to play an instrument. It's about having respect. It's about listening. It's about focus. It's about concentration. And it's about mentoring.
And that's great. Herbert Smith, I thank you for taking the time to be with us and talk with us this morning about your program, Herb City Trumpets.
Thank you very much.
And your involvement with the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra. Continued great success.
Thank you very much. Thank you.